Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of September, recording at 9:32 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights, and they're all in red here, for stock markets at any rate. Asian markets obviously spooked by the problems on Wall Street. And they closed with a number of heavy losses, particularly the Hang Seng Index, down 4.29%. European stock markets were down very significant percentages, 5.3 for the FTSE Index, as much as 8.75% for the Dutch AEX index, and Wall Street was trading between 200 and 300 points down on the Dow until the news came through that Congress had rejected the bailout package that had been agreed over the weekend, and that left the Dow down 777 points, or nearly 7%. The S&P was down 8.81%, and the NASDAQ composite was down 9.14%, all near the lows of the day. The VIX index shot up to 48.40, which is the highest level it's been for many years. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices soared. The U.S. 30-year Treasury is currently up 2.18 seconds. It puts it up to 120. The U.S. dollar was quite strong in here today, but off its highs, back up to 77.60 on the U.S. dollar index. And gold soared here, despite the dollar's rally, soaring on the uncertainty, 915. That's up $32. Other precious metals did not share in that, though. They declined today. The industrial metals were down. Crude oil fell $11.40. That brings it down to 45.43. And agricultural commodities were weak as well, with corn and soybeans limit down. Okay, well, what's going on here? Obviously, panic, a deleveraging panic. The crisis involving Western banks tumbling, everyone asking who's next, is certainly very alarming. And in terms of technical action, what has taken place has just reaffirmed all the bear market downtrends for stock markets. The size of the drops that we've seen in here today are, while reaffirming the overall downward trends, are also so extreme that my feeling is that we're well into the final chapter now of this bear market decline. But I would expect pandemonium tomorrow, at least early on, in the Asian markets and Europe. Now, what was interesting is that the Asian markets and the European markets were not that impressed with the U.S. package even before the vote occurred. But what that rejection added was the element of uncertainty that markets always loathe. So really, this has just accelerated the flight into cash. I think it's the end game here, and I think the crisis is sufficiently serious so that Congress will be coming back with another vote, if not tomorrow, which is a Jewish holiday. On Wednesday, and I think they'll also push for a Senate vote fairly quickly as well. I would assume, I think it would be astonishing if we didn't have some sort of package agreed before the end of the week, and that ought to produce some sort of relief rally. But nevertheless, this remains a frightening situation. What's interesting, to state the obvious, now it was interesting, although the bank shares were all down in here today, the banking indices are holding above their actual lows that they'd seen back on the 18th of September. Now, they could easily take those out tomorrow, but just the point I'm making is that they're actually doing somewhat better than the general market indices. That was not the case a while back. Now, how to actually play it in here? Well, for those who want to buy, it's a little bit, well, it's very much the catch a falling knife territory. And in terms of selling, well, you'd probably be right in the short term, but markets that melt down like this can also bounce back pretty strongly. My own view, as I said earlier on, is that this is the latter stage of this whole bear market decline. It's dragging everything down. It is a flight out of most leveraged positions. The only things that are holding up are long-dated government bonds, and now gold, although that's been pretty volatile over the last few months, as you know. Taking a longer-term view in here today, I've put the first of two reports that I have received on return to the office on the BRICS markets on the website, in addition to all the drama in terms of comments on the bailout packages. Have a look at Jim O'Neill's report, which makes some very long-term projections in terms of growth for global economies. And you will not be surprised, or I think veteran subscribers will not be surprised to hear that Chindia does particularly well in those forecasts, and a number of other Asian emerging markets that we like quite a bit, Vietnam being one of them, also does extremely well on those projections. That doesn't mean that they're a buy today necessarily, but they're not far away from that. They're very, very depressed. And I think, again, this is a situation where, in a global deleveraging, that everything gets pulled down at the same time. And when this all ends, I would expect those Asian stock markets to be among the leaders on the upside. A lot of people are saying, well, Wall Street surely should lead on the upside. They were the first to cut interest rates. And it's been the US government that's been putting forward support packages for the financial institutions. I'm not sure I buy into that. Yes, those points are correct, but I'm not sure I buy into the US leadership on the upside argument. At leadership relative to Europe, perhaps, although that seldom lasts for long. I've always described the European markets as a slightly higher beta version of Wall Street, meaning when they fall, the Europeans go down more. When they go up, the Europeans also go up a bit more. And I've described emerging markets as being a considerably higher, having a considerably higher beta. And I would not be at all surprised if we saw Asian emerging markets lead on the upside when these markets eventually turn. But first, we're going to see additional pain on the downside, it looks like. But this is creating some really phenomenal values. And I think the next big important financial decision will be to step into these markets and put some more cash to work. I would well, I do intend to do that myself. I don't think I'll try to bottom pick. I think what I will do, though, is wait till I see signs of stability in the markets, which may require base formations to develop. So at this stage, all I can say is that we're breaking down again. We're reaffirming the overall downward trends. I'll repeat the point that I think this is the final final chapter of this overall bear market decline. But I don't know where the bottom is, and in a panicky environment, it's pretty impossible to it's absolutely impossible to guess, or it's pointless to guess where markets are going to see their final lows. But I think we've seen most of the decline, particularly for many of the emerging markets. And I think that we will possibly before the end of the year see sustainable lows and also evidence of that base formation development. Now, the price drop in crude oil is good news, of course, in terms of inflation, as is the additional weakness of most commodities. I would not interpret gold's current strength as a harbinger of inflation. I would say that this is gold. Gold responds to many different factors, as you know. It can respond to US dollar weakness, which we do not have at the moment, and it can also be an indicator of growing concern over inflation, lack of confidence in fiat currencies, but also when people are extremely alarmed about financial conditions, economic conditions, then gold also shows some relative strength, and this is the case in here today. You know our view on gold, or veteran subscribers certainly do, and that we feel that it's best purchased on weakness because of the volatility overall, and that it's not a bad idea to take some profits when you see prices accelerate higher. Prices are very steady right now. They're not accelerating higher. So I would think that anybody holding gold, that's not a bad position by any means. But I question the wisdom of paying up in such volatile conditions as we see. Currencies, it looks like the US dollar is going to remain steady for a while longer. We had that very strong advance beginning in the first half of July, and that became overextended, as we had commented, and led to a shakeout. And it does look as if gold, I beg your pardon, as if the dollar is firming once again against a number of currencies. Owens commented on that and produced a number of charts, and he also has done another bank share review, which is certainly interesting. I think that's pretty much it for today, and well, no doubt it'll be interesting tomorrow. Meanwhile, stay safe. All the best to all of you.